Listening Library presents Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Read for you by the author.
My name's William Golding, and I wrote this book, Lord of the Flies, in I think it was either 1953 or 1954. There have been a great many things said about how it came to be written, and I don't know whether any of them are true or not. As far as I'm concerned, it happened because one day I was sitting one side of the fireplace and my wife was sitting the other, and I suddenly said to her, wouldn't it be a good idea to write a story about some boys on an island showing how they would really behave, being boys and not little saints as they usually are in children's books? And she said, that's a first-class idea, you write it. So I went ahead and wrote it. When girls say to me, and very reasonably, why isn't it a bunch of girls, and why did you write this about a bunch of boys? Well, my reply is, I was once a little boy, I have been a brother, I have been a father, I am going to be a grandfather, I have never been a sister, or a mother, or a grandmother. So this is why I wrote it really about little boys. That's one answer. Another answer is, of course, to say that if you, as it were, scale down human beings, scale down society, if you land with a group of little boys, they are more like scaled-down society than a group of little girls would be. Don't ask me why, and this is a terrible thing to say because I'm going to be chased from hell to breakfast by all the women who talk about equality. This is nothing to do with equality at all. I mean, I think women are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. They're far superior and always have been. But one thing you cannot do with them is take a bunch of them and boil them down, so to speak, into a set of little girls who would then become a kind of image of civilization, of society. That's another reason why they were little boys. The other thing is, why aren't they little boys and little girls? Well, if they'd been little boys and little girls, we being who we are, sex would have raised its lovely head. And I didn't want this book to be about sex. I mean, sex is too trivial a thing to get in with a story like this, which was about the problem of evil and the problem of how people are to live together in society, not just as lovers or man and wife.